Tuesday night, Columbus Police announced its vice unit has been abolished. The unit was dedicated to drug, alcohol, and prostitution enforcement. Now, it's unclear how the police force will patrol these crimes, and community members have questions about how the division will move forward. WOSU's Adora Namigade reports.
Columbus Police Interim Chief Tom Quinlan announced Vice's termination through a social media video.
I removed three officers from their Vice assignments and notified the seven remaining Vice officers that I am abolishing their assignments.
The unit has been under public scrutiny for several months. Last July, some of its officers made national news for arresting porn star Stormy Daniels for illegal touching at a strip club. In August, then Vice officer Andrew Mitchell shot and killed Donna Castleberry in an unmarked car after she stabbed him during a prostitution-related arrest. In September, then Police Chief Kim Jacobs suspended the Vice unit to conduct an internal review.
We do not tolerate bad cops here. And if we've got the evidence to prove that they are, then I think our record shows that we will address that bad behavior.
That review isn't over. In addition, Jacobs asked for an FBI investigation, which is still ongoing. Three Vice officers have since been relieved of duty, including Mitchell. Last week, the Justice Department indicted him, alleging he kidnapped victims under the pretense of arrest and forced them to have sex for their freedom. But Quinlan does not explicitly connect that to the closure of Vice.
While today's decision is not a reflection on all the officers assigned to Vice, it has become clear there's a better method of addressing the community's needs when it comes to the enforcement of prostitution, alcohol, and gambling.
He did not delve into what that better method entails. Community group People's Justice Project has been calling for the Columbus Police to reform the department for several years. Organizer Tammy Fournier-Alsada says the police need to include diverse voices in the conversation.
You cannot address community needs without the community at the table. And the table, oftentimes when our police department speaks to engage the community, it's often people at the table that agree with them. It's never people that have concerns or lodge complaints.
She says officers are often protected from facing the consequences of their actions.
We are concerned that in any other case, when an officer is under investigation, there's this heavy wall of concerned order police and protections that immediately come forth to protect an officer all the way through officers being fired and rehired.
But some in the community are concerned about the unit's closure. Local outreach volunteer Kelly Billups worked on several stings to help sex workers leave the industry. Known as the Linden Model, the effort was a partnership between Vice, the city attorney's office, and activists.
Every officer that we encountered was beyond respectful to the girls and to us.
The program helped women get clothing, food, and shelter. Billups says the partnership with police gave women addicted to drugs a fresh start.
Sometimes the only opportunity these folks will have to get clean is to go to jail. And we've had letters sent back to us about what an experience it was. Thank you very much for your group being there. Nobody's ever treated me with, you know, such dignity and respect.
She hopes Columbus Police will put together another unit that activists can collaborate with to help people working in prostitution. Interim Chief Quinlan says he's working on a path forward, not just for prostitution, but for gambling, drugs, and alcohol.
Soon I am meeting with the deputy chiefs to develop a new model for enforcement. Following this meeting, I will share the division's plans with the community.
The timing of that meeting is not yet known. Adora Namigade, WOSU News.